بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. شاہ رفع بلوی شیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دوران شاہ حکی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مقدہ. ٹائٹل ہے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, 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 غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, اور حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے, اپنی آہوں سے در جانا پہ میر, اپنی آہوں سے در جانا پہ میر, اپنی بگڑی کو سنوارا چاہیے, اپنی بگڑی کو سنوارا چاہیے, اور آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے, دست بکشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں, دست بکشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں, دست بکشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں, میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے, میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے, اختر خس تا دور افتادا کو, اختر خس تا دور افتادا کو, ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے, ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارہ چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم۔ مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، which means that oh Allah, we desire support that we can lean on and through which our loving in this world can become a true life. Mujh ko jeene ka sahara chahiye. What is that support that I can lean on and it can make my life a true life? Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Oh Allah, your love. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, in the place of love, muhabbat, he has used the word gham. And he will explain that the love of Almighty Allah in this world is created with a gham. A gham means there has to be a fight, there has to be a cry. In that cry, in the love of Almighty Allah, that is true love. So there will be that gham. That gham that I can't do what I want to do, that I can't look where I want to look. But that gham then translates itself into true love. One is fake love where the man says, I love you. But as soon as the time comes to sacrifice, then he falls. And one is true love where that man is ready to bear that gham and that pain. So he uses the word gham to show true love. Gham tumhara, oh Allah, your love, dil hamara, my heart. If that comes into it, suddenly my life is now standing. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. It will be the ocean of the love of Almighty Allah. And at the shore of that ocean, as every wave of love is hitting, he says, oh Allah, it is that shore that I want to be standing on. To be hit by the waves of your love. Sar hamara, it will be our face, our head. Dar tumhara, it will be your door. And that is where we will place it. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. When I am faced with difficulties, problems and griefs in this world, then in my grief and in my storm of difficulty, I will suffice only by calling out unto my Allah. Unke hote, with my Allah at my side, kya sahara chahiye? What need is there for any other support in this world? With my Allah at my side, what need is there for any other support? Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye? He says the enjoyment of crying out unto Almighty Allah is really felt when one is in the storm. He said you really feel the enjoyment when you are yourself drowning. And then you say, oh Allah. He says the enjoyment of calling out to Almighty Allah is really felt when one is in the storm. When the whole world says, I need to be out of my problem. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib has explained, in the problem, the man who has Almighty Allah is out of the problem. So he said, the enjoyment of calling, you really feel it when you're in the storm. Who says that you have to be on the shore to be safe from drowning? Who says that you have to be on the shore? Haasile sahil mujhe tufano mein hai. He says, the reality of the shore, that on the shore I'm standing, on the shore no wave is hitting me, on the shore I am safe. He says, I have got whatever people have found on the shore, I have found it in the ocean. In the ocean I have found the crux of the shore. So who says you have to have the shore? In the ocean, the man who has Almighty Allah, it will be as though he is standing on a firm base. Tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. O Allah, it is only one thing. It is not the shore that we need. It is wherever we are, O Allah, we need to be always looking at witnessing your magnificence and greatness. Apni aaho se dar jaan, apni aaho se dare jaana pe meer. It will be my cry, and it will be on the door of my Malik and my Creator. Apni bigri ko suara chahiye. I will be saying, O Allah, that which is broken from my side, my actions which are broken, my heart which is broken, O Allah, I am putting it in front of you, and you make each one of it. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan, ghair ke mujhko na parwa chahiye. O Allah, it is my desire that every breath of mine should be sacrificed only for you, and to besides you, there should be no parwa, there should be no worry, there could be no concern. My face should turn to none, my every breath should be sacrificed only for you. Daste baksha janibe zambile ma, mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. He says, O Allah, that palm or that hand, my hand is a begging bowl in front of you, O Allah. And my desire is, O Allah, that my body, my head should be sold over to you. Akhtare khasta dur aftada ko, unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. Finally, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah says, it is one weak servant. It is a servant in front of Almighty Allah. And he is waiting for that call that says that my mercy will fall upon you. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make his first mercy fall upon all of us. In our tufan of difficulties in this world, that man who calls on to Almighty Allah. Hazrat Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam lost Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam at a very young early age, and for many, many years Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam continued looking at his son, the other son. The sons that he knew were the reason why Yusuf alayhi salam was taken away. One alim wrote so beautifully that what made Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam manage through that difficult period? That every day he looked at them, every day he knew they took away his son. That feeling of gham supposed to get more and more, and you're supposed to finally say, I can't stand it anymore. Finally, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's second son, Binyamin, was also taken away. This was after many years, so it brought back the thoughts of the first. So at that time, normally a man falls full in depression. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam at that time said, Innama ashku basti wa huzni ilallah. That I cry to Allah. And then he said, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. His son said to him, how long are you going to carry on crying about Yusuf? Alayhi salatu wasalam. You're going to die in that thought. So he said, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They explained what he meant is that I have understood from Allah things you haven't understood. One of those things was that the remedy from depression is to cry to Allah regarding my problem. This is what Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, in my tufan, in my ocean, I have found the shore. May Allah Tabarakala make us find our shores in our ocean.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha. وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا. As we heard in this beautiful advices which Hazrat has shared with us in this poem, that when we are in difficulties and problems, then we should turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And unfortunately we find generally a lot of people are in problems, ill health, financial problems, domestic problems, all type of problems. This seems to be gaining momentum, and unfortunately who we hear of, we hear that they have got these problems. So I came across this beautiful teachings of our Shaykh for as a great solution for this problem. May Allah Ta'ala let us take it as such, put it into practice, and Allah in His Qudrat will inshallah solve all our problems. When I read it, I felt that we should share it with everyone so that all can also benefit from this, and we practice it, and Allah Ta'ala give us the remove all our problems, inshallah. There is a bayan Hazrat had given in Bangladesh, and in that, there is towards the end, where Hazrat had given this beautiful advices, some beautiful azkar, zikr, which if you will make, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala will remove our problems. However, we should remember that whatever these du'as are, which Hazrat has shown us, they should not be, sometimes we want to test it to see if it will work. Sometimes we want to see whether Allah will help me. Sometimes we want to see, let me try it, if it works well and good, if it doesn't, I've got nothing to lose. No, that won't be the right attitude. But that conviction in our heart, that this is going to solve our problems, with that yaqeen, that is a prerequisite. With sincerity that we do it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala in His great mercy, as we will read, and Hazrat was a embodiment of love, love of Allah Ta'ala. And he wanted to, everyone must get his connection with Allah and gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, we are observation, humble observation, that we did not even ever know that there is a thing like love of Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat came and repeated and in different ways, then we realized that this is a one of the primary faras of ours. First thing, we should have the love of Allah Ta'ala. We only thought deen, we make namaz, we go for hajj, we give zakat, keep rozas, etc. This is deen, make tilawat and that. But to have the love of Allah, and that is a primary thing that we never even perhaps thought of it also. Speaking on behalf of myself, of course, and Hazrat, Allah reward Hazrat, Khali Qabar with Noor, and give him the highest stages of Jannat and increase it all the time. How Hazrat is to go out of his way to explain to us. So yeah, Hazrat says, agar koi makrood ho, if somebody is in debt, kisi ki beti ka rishta na mil raha, and somebody's daughter, no proposal or suitable proposal is coming. Kisi par qarz hai, somebody has got some debt on him, he's owing people. Koi rupiah lekar bhaag gaya, somebody took your money and ran away, he's not paying you back your money. Paise nahi de raha hai, he's not giving you your money. Or any other problem, these are few examples Hazrat gave. To main ek wazifa, bahut zabardast tajruba ka batata hoon. And I'm showing you one wazifa, a zikr to make of Allah Ta'ala, and from my experience, it is extremely powerful and very, very greatly it solves the problems. Jisne parha hai, alhamdulillah kamyab hua hai. Whoever read this, Allah made him successful. What is that wazifa? The four names of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Samadu, Ya Azizu, Ya Mughni, Ya Nasiru. Ya Samadu, Ya Azizu, Ya Mughni, Ya Nasiru. Now Hazrat explains further, and he gives the explanation of these names of Allah also, and on what account Hazrat says that they are so beneficial. Ab ek qissa sunata ho. One instance of this I explained. Ek hafiz alim qari makruz hogi. There was an alim hafiz and a qari also who fell into debt. He was owing people money. Apni beti ka rishta bhi nahi mil raha tha. And he wasn't getting a suitable proposal for his daughter too. And ask any father, when the daughter becomes of age, what worry they have, my daughter must get married and in a suitable home. And this is also, when she gets married, then we have the other worry, now she must stay happy, she must stay safe. First we want her to be married, when she's married, now nobody must trouble her, husband mustn't give her uphill and make life difficult for her. Maine unko ye char naam, ya Samadu, ya Azizu, Ya Mughni, Ya Nasiru, bata diye. I told him to read this. 6 mahine ke baad mulaqat ho gayi. After 6 months I met him again. So maine kaha ke Haji sahab kya haal hai? What happened? I remembered that he was having these great problems. How is it? Kehne lage, he said to me, aapne to mitti ko sona bana diya. You turned sand into gold. By that wazifa, you have turned sand into gold. आपने अल्लाह के चार नाम जो बताए थे the four names of Allah which you had shown me, maine unko parha. I read those four names. To qarza bhi ada ho gaya. The debt I had on me, I was owing people, alhamdulillah, that is all settled and it is paid off. Betiyo ka rishta bhi ho gaya. My daughters also, they are married. They are settled now and happily settled. Aur main maldar bhi ho gaya. And now I become a rich man. I had so many problems. I was in debt. I was a poor person. But now I become a rich person. Agar in char namo ko 111 dafa par le, to behtar hai. And if we will read this wazifa 111 times, then this will be better. It will be good. That is how actually we should try and read this 111 times. Ya Samadu, Ya Azizu, Ya Mughni, Ya Natiru. Varna chalte phirte jitna ho sake par le. Otherwise, as we are walking around doing our things, we can keep on reading it also. But as it says, better is 111 times. Agar in char namu ko 111 dafa par le, to behtar hai varna chalte phirte jitna ho sake par le. Koi taadad nahi. There is no limit. We can just keep on reading it. Dhaka mein ek tajir ko ek aadmi unke 4-5 lakh rupiye nahi de raha tha. He says in Dhaka, in Bangladesh, there was a person, somebody owing him about 400,000-500,000 rupees, taka, Bangladeshi currency. And he wasn't paying the person. Now this person is, oh, you need your money, and the person is not paying it. Unhone bhi Allah ki ye char naam par hai. He also read these four names. To us aadmi ne unka paisa bhi de diya. Then that person paid him back. By reading that, all that money was paid back also. Us wasife ki barkat ek do nahi, kai waqiat hai. And Hazrat says, this are one, two instances I've mentioned, but it is not only this one, two instances, there are so many instances where it had helped people. Hazrat also explains here that his Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Mana Abrar al-Haqsa, Rahmatullah Ali, he also showed somebody and that person's work also got done. Now Hazrat is explaining that how is it that this wazifa, the zikr, is so powerful. Ya Nasiro se madad a jayegi. Allah's help, the helper. Ya Nasiro, the helper. And when Allah's help comes, everything is over. What more do we need? As we read in the heard in the poem also, once Allah, we have to call onto Allah Ta'ala. Ya Azizo ke maana hai zabardast taqat wala. Ya Azizo, the one who has got exclusive, the greatest power, exclusive power. Power is only for Allah Ta'ala. Ya Mughni ke maana hai maldar karne wala. And the meaning of Ya Mughni, that the one who makes you rich, who makes you independent, you are rich, you are sufficient, you are not dependent on anyone. By reading that name, Allah will make a person like that. اور علامہ آلوسی السید محمود بغدادی رحمت اللہ علیہ اپنی تفسیر روح المعانی میں حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی روایت نقل فرماتے ہیں. And in the great tafsir روح المعانی, which is a very very great tafsir, in there it is narrated from a hadith from حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. قال ابو ہریرہ فی تفسیر الصمد. He explains the tafsir of As-Samad, the name of Allah Ta'ala. Al-Mustaghni an kulli ahad. That who, qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahus Samad. So who is Samad? Al-Mustaghni an kulli ahad. He who is independent of everyone. He doesn't need anyone. Allah doesn't need anyone whatsoever. Allah is great, great, great. He's on his own. He needs nothing from anyone. Al-Muhtaj ilayhi kullu ahad. And everyone, everything is dependent on him. He needs nobody, and everything and everyone needs him. Yani, Samad ki tafsir ye hai, ki Allah sare alam se be niyaz hai. Allah is independent of the entire creation, the entire world. Aur kisi ka muhtaj nahi. And Allah Ta'ala is not in need of anyone. Lekin sara alam uska muhtaj hai. Whereas the whole world, everything, every split second, we are in need of Allah Ta'ala. Fortunate are those who acknowledge it, who have got iman, we believe in Allah. Other people don't acknowledge it, but still Allah is looking after them. The blood in their body can't flow. The brains can't work without Allah's command. They swear Allah, na'uzu billah. What they talk about Allah Ta'ala, but Allah still gives them in this world. So we should make shukr that Allah has made us believers. We believe in Allah, and that right belief, with its full conviction, may Allah put it into our heart. To jo banda in namo ko parhega, whoever will read these names, inshaAllah, wo kisi ka muhtaj nahi hoga. He will not be dependent on anyone. Allah will make him, you'll be only dependent, as our old people should say, that, oh Allah, make us only dependent on you, on nobody else. So that person will be only dependent on Allah Ta'ala. In another time, another place, Hazrat explained very beautifully also that the names of Allah Ta'ala, 99, which has come in one hadith at one place. But Allah's names are not only 99, they are more, but they have come in one hadith, the 99. So any names of Allah is like a person has got like a switchboard. And you press this button, the switch, you put it on, a certain light will go on. Or you press another one, a certain door will open. Everyone has got connection with different. So which name of Allah Ta'ala you will take, then the expression, the zuhur of that name of Allah will come on you. So if you will read As-Samad, then Allah will make you, Allah is independent of everyone. Everyone is dependent on that. Allah will put that on you now. Now you won't be dependent on anyone whatsoever. In fact, Allah will make you such, you will help other people. Allah will give you so much now, where you were in need, but you took this name, and you repeating the name of Allah, it's like you putting that switch on, you pressing that button. So now that Allah, that sifat, that quality of Allah will be expressed on you, Allah will make it come unto you. بلکہ اس نام کی برکت سے لوگوں کی خدمت کرے گا. When he reads this now, Allah will give him so much that he will help people, the poor, the needy, wherever. Allah will make it that now, where he was in need, now he is helping other people. دوسروں کو مال دے گا. He will give to others. اس لیے میں علماء حضرات اور مدرسہ چلانے والوں کو کہتا ہوں. Hazrat says, that's why I tell the ulama and I tell those who are running madrasas, ke Allah miyan ko zyada yaad karo. You can engage yourself more in the remembrance of Allah. Don't worry for collection, going from shop to shop, door to door, and going to collect for your madrasa, etc. More remember Allah Ta'ala. InshaAllah, maldaro ko Allah aapke paas bhejega. Allah will send the rich to you. And they will say, it's our honor that you accept our money. Use our money. Tell us what you need. Tell us what you want. Not that you have to go to them. They will come and they will in fact beg you. When Allah will be on our side, Allah, so Allah give us these realities, inshallah. Or yeah, another wazifa, very important also, for those people who are at this age, that is old age. Or jo buddha marne tak, and a person who's old, now he feels, my time to go now, I'm going to die now. So what should such a person read? Wo ya kareemo parta. There is another name of Allah Ta'ala, ya kareemo. Kyunke kareem ke maana hai, jo na laiqo par bhi mehermani kare. Because the meaning of kareem, Allah is kareem. So it means that those who are not worthy, who are bad, who are rotten, that Allah Ta'ala will show kindness on them also. That is the meaning of, that is our Allah. And this is one name, one facet, one tajalli of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is kareem, that you are bad, you are a rotten person. But Allah makes shows His kindness to such a person also. So if a person who is like this now, anyone can read it, but especially a person who is at this age now, he needs the help of Allah. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, his last words were, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem. They went softer, softer, and Hazrat passed away. So as we will read, what Allah shows to such a person. تو جب یہ سمجھو کہ اب ہمارا اللہ کے یہاں ڈیپارچر ہونے والا ہے. When we understand now is my time of departure, I'm going now to Allah Ta'ala, it's nothing to be so frightened about or anything, we must prepare, and it's a joyous moment if Allah make it, Allah forgive us for all our sins, Allah Ta'ala is Kareem, and then to go and meet Kareem. What more does the person want? Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Bulawa qareeb hai. The time of call has come now. The announcement for the, like we had the airport, we start getting the announcements, etc. That now the departure time is ready. Us zamane mein ya kareemo zyada parte raho. At that time, read more and more ya kareemo. Aur ya kareemo ke maana mein, and in the meaning of Ya Kareemo ke maana hai, Alladhi yatafawwalu alayna biduni al-istihqaq. It is that Allah Ta'ala is that being Kareem who showers His favors upon us without us being worthy of it. We are not worthy of it. Like for example, they give you an honorary doctor certificate. You're not worthy, but just honorary. They just give it to you. Allah gives, which is also called marahim e khusurwana, that the royal pardon. Like when the president of the country, for somebody, he can give him a royal pardon. That whatever wrong you have done, but we pardon you. So Allah does like that. That a person who's guilty, 100% guilty, but Allah Ta'ala forgives us, that is Kareem. یعنی جو ہم پر ہمارے استحقاق کے بغیر مہربانی کر دیے. He that we are not worthy of, but He shows His kindness to us. ہم تو جہنم کے قابل ہے مگر وہ اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں جنت دے دیں. We are worthy of جہنم. Our actions, our evils, we really deserve جہنم. But Allah is that kind being that He gives جنت. محدثین نے کریم کے معنی لکھے ہیں. محدثین, علماء of حدیث have written the meaning of کریم, کہ جو نالائقوں پر بھی مہربانی کر دے. That he, کریم is that being, that those people who are evil, who are bad, that he shows kindness on them also. وہ کریم ہے, لہذا جب بندہ یا کریم و کہے گا تو اللہ کا کرم جوش میں آئے گا. So when a person will read یا کریم, Ya Kareemo, Ya Kareemo, and you think of Allah, you are so kind, you are so merciful, you show kindness to the worst people also. Then Allah's kindness and His karam comes, it becomes like boils now, and it wants to help that person. Ke mera banda mujhe Kareem keh raha hai. My banda is saying, I am Kareem. لہذا میں کریم کی خوبی اس پر نازل کرتا ہوں. Now that quality of کریم, I'm sending it on him now. He's saying I'm کریم. Like the child who went to madrasa, the father was far away from deen. He was in azab in the qabr. When the ustad told the child to read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as soon as the child read, Allah Ta'ala forgave the father. That his son is saying, I'm Rahman, I'm Rahim, and I'm giving him azab. His small little innocent child is saying, I'm Rahman, I'm Rahim, I'm most merciful, most kind. Immediately Allah removed the azab from him. So that is our kind Allah. Agarche tu to nalayak hai, you are not worthy of it. Lekin ya kareem wo keh raha hai. But you are saying ya kareem. Aur kareem ke maana hai jo nalayak ko bhi mehroom na kare. And Kareem is there who does not deprive even those who are not deserving anything. Him, them also he does not deprive. تو ہم اس کو کیسے محروم کر دیں؟ How can we now deprive him? Allah says, اس ظالم نے تو میرے 99 ناموں میں سے ایسا زبردست نام لیا ہے کہ اپنی نالائقی کو بھی لائق بنا گیا. That this person here, he has taken such a name of mine, that those who are not worthy, on them also now my mercy has come down. اللہ کی رحمت کے کرم سے یا کریم و کہنے سے گنہگار کے بگڑے ہوئے حالات سنور جاتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ by his kindness, a person who is a terrible sinner, bad, rotten person, he also Allah corrects his life. Just by the barakat of Ya Kareem. Aaj hi Ya Kareem o kaho. His Hazrat says, from now already start, say Ya Kareem o. Jab Khuda ka karam aayega, to banda waliullah ho jayega. And when Allah's kindness will come, you'll become the wali of Allah. Which means Allah will remove all your sins from you. Allah will purify you. Your thoughts will become clear. Your heart will become clear. Your actions will become good. Inshallah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq that these, Ya Samadu, Ya Azizu, Ya Mughni, Ya Nasiru. 111 times you try and read it, otherwise just carry on reading it. And Ya Karimo, not only for the old people, for everyone we try and read this also. Quite a bit we try and read it. And with this in mind, as Hazrat has explained here, inshallah we will benefit tremendously. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.